Hey, good morning, Monica.
Good morning. I got some good news and I got some bad news.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm all about the good news.
Well, the good news is he's still buying the diamond. The bad news is he's out of the country for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, you let me, I've been trying, Tommy. I text him every day this week. And I'm like, I'm not trying to harass you or rush you. But he is a medical malpractice attorney. And I was aware that he had a lot of whatever those things are called. You know, when you go question people or whatever.
Oh, okay, like certain depositions or whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew he had a lot of that this week because his wife came in to have her fancy pink diamond and regular diamond watch clasp changed out. So I knew he was busy. And he texted me late on Friday and said, sorry, it's been a crazy busy week. I'm going out of the country. See you in two. And I said, okay. All right.
Sounds good. Well,
I'm like,
man. Yeah, no, not the end of the world at all. I'll, you know, just let accounting know that you'll be taking care of, you know, payment in a few weeks.
Okay. I was like, oh, my God, Jake. He's like, can we hold it that long? I said, well, I'm sure Tom's going to be all right with it. It's not like I can help it. I mean, he's already committed to it, said yes. And
as long as he's committed to it, it's not going to turn into something that he backs out on.
I don't think he's going to back out, buddy.
Okay. Well, everything's good.
I currently have two rings going for him right now. One is for this yellow one is for their 50th anniversary, and then, no, the white one we're doing that's just like mine, but adding a row is for the 50th wedding anniversary, and this one is Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
She must love her jewelry.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen the newest house they built, but the last house they built, oh mercy sakes of America, was it out of this world? It was absolutely stunning.
Do they live in the city of Wichita?
Mm-hmm. They live not very far from the store at all, in a very very fancy neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, very fancy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And here one of these days, my husband will see their house because they're going to end up calling my husband for their home elevator service.
Oh, my gosh.
Carol.
An elevator in the home?
Yeah.
Jeez.
They had one in their last one, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It's because his wife, Carol, she's super sweet, but she can hardly use the stairs because when she was giving birth to, I believe it was Ryan, she had a stroke.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh.
And I've wondered all these years what happened to my Carol, and I never have had the opportunity or courage to really ask Brad what happened.
Yeah.
But I finally did the other day when we were talking about the stone, and I told him, I said, it's none of my business. I said, but I've known Carol for a long time. And can I ask what happened to her? Does she have multiple sclerosis or something? And he said, out of all these years you've known each other, you don't know this? I said, no, I've never asked her. And he said, well, unfortunately, when she was giving birth to one of the boys, and I believe it was Ryan, she had a stroke. And so she has, they've had a elevator in their house for I don't know how many years.
Oh, is she in a wheelchair permanently?
No, she just has a limp to her walk.
Okay.
And she's got one leg is really off, like it's totally off center and whatnot or whatever, and she just totally walks with a big old limp, bless her heart. But she's the sweetest lady ever. I mean, she really is. Zach, please stop that. She really is. She's an absolute gem. So, it's just unfortunate that I can't pay you for 2 weeks.
I know. No worries.
And I'm like, dang it. I really kind of wanted that money so I could pay some bills before 2 weeks, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
We've just been slow.
He's a good customer. You can't.
Well, he is. I mean, shoot. We're just this year. I mean, it's almost $162,000.
Yeah, I'd say that qualifies as a good customer.
and they all, she only deals with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Julie hates her because her husband is suing my. Her husband is suing, or yeah, Brad's suing her husband, and so it's a really challenging situation to be in because
with your business.
Julie makes a comment every time she comes in, and I told her the other day, I said, Julie, I said, you have to stop that. I don't talk about your customers like that.
Yeah.
That is not good customer service.
Right.
And if people knew that you were talking about people like that, well, would you like somebody to talk about your husband like that?
Yeah, right.
I don't think you would.
Yeah, it's not professional. If she wants to badmouth anybody in her own home, that's fine. But
yeah, you keep the comments to yourself. You don't badmouth customers, and you surely don't talk to other customers about her because she did that once too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I about lost my peanuts. Took me a long time to let that one go.
Yeah, nothing good comes out of any of that.
Well, no, it doesn't. And it's just, it doesn't give us a good reputation if it gets out that she's saying something.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't want to lose them as a customer.
Right.
When they figure out that she's who she is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I know he's coming, I tell her, and she goes to the back, if she can, which most of the time she can, but sometimes she can't. And then, you know, she's forced, like the last time he was in, I was working with a customer, and I had to have him wait a few minutes. And I was trying to get her off the sales floor because I knew he was coming. But then customers kept coming in, and so she had to keep dealing with the customer she was dealing with, and nobody else could take over.
Mm-hmm.
So I could get her off the sales floor.
Yeah, well, at least she doesn't have to acknowledge him if she's working with another customer.
She doesn't acknowledge him anyway.
Yeah.
She doesn't acknowledge Carol either. She just moans and groans, Zach, stop! For God's sakes! This is what I deal with all day. Do you know your kids have sensory issues?
Not that I know of.
No. I surely hope and pray they don't develop ADHD or sensory processing disorder because this is a damn struggle.
Yeah.
It's constant. Zach! Stop! Damn it! It's constant. He's constantly smacking something, whether it's his feet, his legs. He's constantly tapping on something, constantly making a noise. Non-stop. I love the kid beyond earth, but dang it, it gets on my damn nerves. It's
just
all the time.
Just a nervous twitch of some sort. Or
well, hell, he's on medicine for it. I'm like, stop it. Kid, you look like a dork. I mean, I tell him, I hope you don't do this at school. Because if you do it at school, then people are going to think you are ridiculous. And that's why they make fun of you. We're trying to help you, dude. Not make yourself look like an idiot. Because he can't help it. And it's, it is a struggle, Tom.
Yeah.
Huge. Big time. Big time, big time. And his therapist has even told him, Zach, you got to stop. Anyway, I'm going to go back to my chores, and I got to get groceries and whatnot. So I got to go pick up my dry cleaning that they sent to the wrong dry cleaner last week.
So now you have a new dry cleaner?
No, she was supposed to have them bring it over from the other one.
Oh.
It's the same dry cleaner. They just
took
it to the wrong
location.
Yeah, they took it to the wrong location.
Yeah.
So I got to go get that. Because a lot of that is my work clothes. So this last week I was kind of challenged on what I was going to wear because I didn't really have. My problem is my weight fluctuates so much, you know, that I have like 3 different sizes of clothes. It's ridiculous.
Really? You fluctuate that?
Oh yeah. It's ridiculous. It drives me nuts. I've been that way all my life, so it drives me absolutely crazy because I don't have enough space to put my clothes away. But if I get rid of them, then I got to buy more, but I also love to buy clothes, too.
Yeah.
So, kind of like the kid on the Steve Harvey thing I watch. He asked her, she's a really cute girl, absolutely beautiful 4-year-old. She said, I have a lot of clothes, but I didn't have anything to wear. So we went and bought this. He said, now wait a minute. I thought you just said you have a closet full of clothes. She said, I did, but not for here. And I'm like, I do the same thing, kid.
That's something my wife Brianne would say. Yeah, I have a lot of clothes. I just don't have anything to wear. What?
Yeah, we don't, hey? And it's never going to change.
I think that's a woman thing.
It is. I have 2 closets, sweetie.
Oh my
I have 2
gosh.
Closets. It is a disaster. But I will show you my closet. I will text you pictures of my closet. And you tell me if I have a problem. Well, I have a problem. And you're going to laugh at every single picture because it's going to take me a few. I got a lot of crap.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And a lot of it.
We don't have a big closet. Actually, my wife and myself, we share a closet. So it's not a lot of space for her. I actually give her more credit than she probably deserves. Or I don't give her enough credit, rather.
Well, let me tell you. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Are you a shoe person too?
Yeah. Can you FaceTime me? I'll show you this closet. I look terrible, but yeah. Call me on FaceTime and I'll show you this disastrous closet real quick.
All right, let's check it out. One second.
All right. Okay.
I'll call.